the amazing grace of the Master, Jesus Christ, the extravagant love of God, the intimate friendship of the Holy Spirit, be with you.
May the grace of the Lord be with you.
Today we're going to speak a little bit about obedience. I'm going to read from the Message translation. If you don't have a Message Bible, I always said this, and this is just a joke, so the King James people don't be offended. If you don't have a Message Bible, you don't have a Bible. So make sure you can go and get yourself one. Get yourself a Bible. You know why we read the King James? Is so that we can have some authority when we speak. That we can say, well, I read what Moses read. And then we read the Message so that we can understand the stuff we can't make sense of. Thank you, Jesus, for the Message. Amen. We read the Message to understand the King James Version. We use the King James Version to have some authority in high circles. Right, Message, Psalm 119, right about there. I'm not sure what verse it is, because this is one of those old messages without the verses. It says, every word you give me is a miracle word. How could I help but obey? Listen, man, God wanted to make it easy. And because he wanted to make it easy, I mean, many people get offended. He makes it easy. He says, every word you give me is a miracle word. How can I but obey? Now, what is obedience in the New Testament? The Bible says we obey from the heart a certain form of doctrine, and therefore sin has lost its power in manifesting in our lives. That's Romans 6. So we obey from the heart. With the heart we believe unto righteousness. Now I want to say it this way. Every word you give me is a miracle word. How can I but have the obedience of belief? Amen. How can I but believe? Believe means to rest your mind. Listen, the word you hear must be a word that brings forth a rest of mind. If every word you hear from God does not bring forth a resting of the mind, I want to tell you it's not the miracle word, and you will struggle to be persuaded or believe. Right, and then the Bible says, by faith we have access into this grace. That's why it's so important. I want to just say this quickly. You know, we don't have to be antagonistic or against faith. Thank God for faith, man. Faith is part of, it's like being against breathing. It's like when you were under, it's like you could have been a singer and then they were teaching you how to breathe. Now you go in like this. One, two, three, keep it, keep it, keep it, keep it. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. And then you get hurt and tired of all that exercise. And then after that, after being hurt by your breathing lessons, you go and say, well, I'm finished with these singing lessons. And now that I'm free from these singing lessons and I don't ever have to go there, I'm going to stop breathing and I'm going to say breathing is not needed. And I'm going to start a movement against breathing. And I'm going to start a faith that says you can live without breathing. Just a fool. Just stupid. You know? Don't act out of hurt. Hurt. And I'm not even into the Message now. But I'm just going to let it down. Let it out. Amen. Now, when it comes to belief, I want to tell you, that's part of your design. It's as part of you as breathing is. Hallelujah. So why say something foolish like you don't need to believe? It's like you say to somebody, you don't need to breathe. You will continue to live, you know. Take a deep breath of water and see if you're going to do well. You're going to die. I mean, listen, the whole thing about faith and obedience finds its origin in the power of the gospel. We got so hurt under the old word of faith movement, you know, because some of the stuff they said was good, other stuff was misunderstood, and other stuff was wrong. We got so hurt under that. And when we got hurt under that, now we want to throw out the baby with the bathwater. We're not going to do that. The Bible says every word you give me is a miracle word. How can I but obey? Meaning that the word, the word is so powerful, it brings forth belief. So faith finds its origin in God. Hallelujah. And as faith rises in my heart, me as a person in the very image and likeness of God yields to what God has done by His free will, which is to bring forth redemption for every man. Hallelujah, man. It says here, and I was a little bit off the point there. I hope it makes some stuff clear to you. Every word you give me is a miracle word. How can I but obey? Break open your words. Let light shine out. Let ordinary people see the meaning. So here the psalm writer comes. It says, break open your words. Let light shine out of the word. So he was coming and he was actually saying, oh God, your word is a miracle word. I'm seeing the light of it. Thank you that you break open all your words and that light shine out of that word. What is light? Jesus says, I am the light. He is the light. Amen. He's the light of the world. Amen. So, when you, this was actually what this guy said. He said, every word you give me is a miracle word. How can I but obey? Why? Because I see Jesus shining out of every word. When you interpret the Bible from the perspective of what Christ has done, not what you must do, you'll find the fruit of that will be absolute persuasion of arising in your heart and arresting of the mind. The word believe means to rest your mind. Now, when we obey God is when we believe in Him. Because His commandment in many places in John is to believe upon Him. Believe means to rest your mind in His integrity. So every word God gives is a word about the integrity, veracity, sound principle, truth of God in Christ, the message of your innocence because of His integrity, the message of your holiness because of His holiness, the message of your exaltation and glorification because of what He has done. That's the word. And as we hear that word and see Christ shining out of that word, we find faith rises in our heart. And by that persuasion, we've got access into the manifestation of grace in our lives. I want you to say it this way. If grace is just a theory, if it's not a divine influence upon the belief of a man, unto the manifestation of God's life in my life. I want to tell you, you could have published it in the U magazine. You could have my huisgenoot publiseer. En dan kan jy hom as jy nou klaar is in die vuur gooi en vir jou lekker kaggel maak as dit koud is in Suid-Afrika. That's what it is. Amen. Now, sorry for you guys that only understand English. What I said there is, you know, if grace is only a theory, you can publish it in some stupid magazine and then later when it's very cold, use it in the fire. You know, that's the best you can do and burn it away because it's useless. Grace as a theory means nothing. What we want is we want to see grace and the fruit of grace manifesting in our lives, and we yield our members as the landing place for the full manifestation of what God has done for us. Amen. So that we, without effort, can enter into what Jesus Christ has done and see its manifestation in our lives. It's called the fruit of the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for that. His word is a miracle word. How can we but obey? Let us preach in such a way that many can believe. Amen. Let's preach in such a way that many, many people's minds can go to rest and be saved from the manifestation of lies, the manifestation of death, the manifestation of stress, the manifestation of a wrong belief, the manifestation of everything negative that comes with not being persuaded of God's unconditional love for us. Amen. As preachers, as people, we've only got one thing in our mind when it comes to the gospel, and that is to preach a miracle word. Not about miracles, but a word where Jesus shines out so that a miracle can take place in the belief of a person. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you for watching and sending these links to people. And it's an honor for me to come to your home and your office or wherever you watch this and share the gospel of grace with you. It's wonderful for me to see how many thousands of people's lives are being impacted by the love of God. God bless you.